prepare to add 10% to all your overseas online shopping bills from July 2017 or perhaps earlier. At the moment, items like books, clothes, or small electronic items bought over the internet from overseas fall below the $1,000 threshold for the goods and services tax. This afternoon, the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has announced that his state counterparts have agreed to try to apply the tax to everything bought online from overseas. But Mr. Hockey concedes that it won't be easy to enforce, and he can't say yet how much it'll raise. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Joe Hockey says that applying the 10% GST to all online purchases from overseas will make life fairer for retailers here in Australia.
Competitive neutrality for Australian businesses. It will ensure that there is a fair and equal treatment of all goods and services, so that if goods and services in Australia were to have the GST applied by companies in Australia, then the same would apply overseas.
He says the tax could be extended even sooner than his target date of about 2 years from now.
From my perspective, if we can do it earlier than the 1st of July 2017, we will. But there's a lot of work to be done. And what it effectively means is that we're going to have taxation officials travel around the world and visiting these companies and asking them to register for GST purposes, should they be selling into the Australian market.
Mr. Hockey denies that extending the tax to those online purchases is a breach of his promise not to change the GST in this term of government.
Well, it's clearly integrity, and secondly, it starts on the 1st of July 2017, after the next election. These are integrity measures. We have to deal with integrity measures. If there's leakage out of the GST, it is our responsibility, with a unanimous agreement of the states and territories, to plug the hole. The low value threshold has had a negative impact on Australian jobs and Australian businesses. So you would expect us to properly react, and we are. And we're doing it with the unanimous agreement of Labor states and territories and Liberal states and territories.
All state treasurers, including the Labor ones, have backed the move today because it's likely to mean more money for them, as the extra revenue raised is likely to exceed the cost of collection. And that leaves the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, without a lot of room to move.
Where there's been technical arguments that a new category of good or, say, a digital download, which didn't exist when the GST was invented, well, then we've been more flexible on that. But as a general principle, we do not want to see consumers paying increased cost of living merely because Mr. Abbott hasn't got a plan for Australia's jobs and future business.
Mr. Hockey can't say at this stage how much it will raise, in part because it's difficult to make sure that the companies overseas actually apply the GST and then send it on to the Australian Tax Office.
In relation to the amount of money that it will potentially raise, we've got to do further work in that regard. It's hugely important to understand that one of the impediments to delivering on this integrity measure in the past has been the enforceability of it. And that's because previously there were proposals that that each parcel that comes into the country should be inspected and determine whether that was less than a certain value. Quite frankly, that was ridiculous, and it was one of the reasons why ourselves and other jurisdictions resisted going down the path of fixing the low value threshold. However, as a result of our work in the G20 and in the OECD, there is now a growing global consensus where the vendors of goods and services overseas will willingly apply consumption taxes to their goods and services sold into a particular jurisdiction.
So Mr. Hockey and his state and territory counterparts agreed to add the GST to some things bought offshore, but not to remove it from tampons and sanitary products.
The treasurers failed to come to unanimous agreement to remove the application of the GST on feminine hygiene products.
To remove the euphemism, Mr Hockey means the GST will still apply to tampons. Despite him telling the ABC's Q&A program in May, he thinks it probably should be removed.
There were a number of jurisdictions that were opposed to any change.
After the meeting, Victoria's Treasurer, Labor's Tim Pallas, and South Australian Labor's Tim Koutsantonis both said they had tried to have the tax removed from tampons and pads. And as for the broader issues of potentially increasing the GST or other tax reform options, the Treasurers have agreed to a set of principles, and the next step towards any change will be discussed when they meet again in October.
Louise Yaxley.